a safe place to connect with others, finding God's love after abortion. This is Cradle My Heart Radio.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken within, the light meets the dark. The light meets the dark.
Cradle My Heart with Kim Cotola. Join the conversation. Call toll-free 800-811-3003. 800-811-3003.
Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us. We are live tonight at Cradle My Heart Radio, and our phones are open for you at 1-800-811-3003. That is the whole point of having a live broadcast, so that you can be part of it. And I am so happy to be able to welcome you to join us and to talk about some things that are in the news, and also introduced you to some people whose faith is so inspiring in the face of pregnancy challenges. Really, our mission has expanded over the last year or so here, and our stories encompass pregnancy challenges. And our mission is preventing abortion, helping those it hurts, but saving lives and healing hearts after abortion is our vision, that all life would be valued, and that everyone who has experienced this child loss through abortion or through any other circumstance would find God's love and the peace and the comfort that that entails. And our story tonight that we're going to start with so beautifully demonstrates that. I became aware of Shaylee Meerman on Facebook, and she there has been sharing in real time her experience of becoming a mom and then having the very, very unexpected and very unwelcome circumstances unfold. And yet her faith has remained so strong through it that it's really my joy to welcome Shaylee Meerman to Cradle My Heart Radio. Shaylee, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
So tell me about the Facebook journey, first of all. You know, having your experience be so public and having to navigate all the different changes as they were unfolding, that I'm sure was a real challenge at different moments.
Yeah, it really was. It was really more keeping people aware so they could know how to pray for us. We have quite a large family, so it was helpful to put it on there so everybody could have updates at the same time.
Sure. And I should say, we have a link at cradlemyheart.org to Shaylee's Facebook page, Our Journey with James, Such a Little Guy, Such Big Impact. And you've got some folks that are following there. And what I love about this is it's not just news and it's not just encouragement, but you're also helping, reaching out and serving. And I really applaud you for that. And I know that that's a big part of the comfort of your journey, too. So tell us about your son, James Henry.
Well, last year we found out that we were expecting our third baby, and we went in for our 20-week ultrasound, where we found out that we were having a boy. But we also found out that James had anencephaly. And anencephaly is a neurotube defect where the top of the skull does not close and the brain is not formed properly. So the chance of survival is really, really low. Most babies do not survive that. So we chose to carry him to term, and he was born in April of this year, and he lived for just over 10 hours, which was pretty amazing.
Yes, that is. And so when you got this diagnosis, you were 20 weeks pregnant. And how did your medical team handle that? What was that experience like, those conversations?
Sure. Our regular doctor was great. She handled it really well. We were also sent to a maternal fetal specialist where we had, you know, just kind of a confirmation of the diagnosis. But I had done a lot of research prior to going to that appointment, and I'm really glad that I did, because the doctor that we met there was really not kind at all. and, you know, gave us some false information, but also told us that our only choice was to terminate the pregnancy, which I, of course, knew was not our only choice. So we informed him that we would be carrying to term.
And what do you think, how did he respond to that, first of all, before we...
not very well. He was very surprised that we would make such a choice. And he really, you know, kept telling me throughout the appointment, well, if you choose to do that, you do know that you will give birth to a dead baby, which was not true. That is not what happened.
And there's really not a way to know that until it would
occur,
right?
There really isn't. And, you know, a lot of these babies are born alive. So to say that is just, you know, giving false information.
It's like robbing people of hope.
Right. Definitely is.
What do you think is behind that? I mean, wonder, you know, we hear stories like this and we hear then they were mistaken. But what do you think is it a sort of a misbegotten protectiveness on the doctor's part? Do you think, do you have any insight onto, you know, what anything else you learned about them that would help you understand why the approach was?
I really don't understand why they really try to get people to terminate. It's really, I don't know. I couldn't figure it out.
So you've got to go through this pregnancy now, or you get to go through this pregnancy. I don't want to put words in your mouth, because as I've read your Facebook page, and just really, I feel I know you a little bit through that. Your faith just so shines through, Shaylee. And, I can't possibly know how you feel, and it's really just an honor to give you a platform to be able to share that. You know, so how, from the outside looking in, it seems like that must have been almost impossible to hold your head up and say, you know, we're going through. How did you do that? What was your, you know, spiritual source for that?
Right. The first couple weeks were difficult. It was very shocking, you know, because we had earlier ultrasounds and everything looked good in those. So it was very surprising. But kind of the first thing that came to me was that God is the God of peace. And he really gave us so much peace throughout this. It was definitely a supernatural peace, because, you know, when everything around us seemed like it was just crashing down, we were able to just keep going through it, because God gave us the peace and strength every second.
And I imagine it's kind of a day by day, right? That the way that
it definitely is, and sometimes even, you know, minute by minute.
Right.
You know, some minutes will be great, and others will not.
Right. And you know, I mean, there's such wisdom in that, because people face all sorts of difficulties. And sometimes, you know, the people who should be offering the most support instead crush our spirit, as happened with you. And, you know, wow, if you start thinking about the future, it becomes just that much more difficult. It's almost
right.
Like you have to kind of train yourself, I think.
Yes, definitely.
So was your faith strong going into this?
It was. I think that this definitely has strengthened it, whereas, you know, most people would say that something like this would really crush their faith, but I had the exact opposite. I've never felt God so close as we have this past year.
And, you know, here's the thing, too, Shaylee. I think that, you know, you're a mom, and you said you did your research. You have a chance here to maybe help other moms or other women who right now are facing the same situation you are. They've been given a diagnosis. They've been given no hope. Their hope, in fact, has been taken from them. You know, what did you learn about anencephaly? What do you wish the average person knew about this diagnosis?
I think that, you know, there's letting them know that there's hope. There's a chance that their baby could be born alive. There are the really rare cases. I know of, I think, 4 different children right now that are living with anencephaly. One I believe he just turned 7 or 8. And then there's one that's like 9 months old, little girl that's 3 months old. I mean, there is hope. It's very rare, but there is hope. But just that, you know, these babies are really special, and a lot of them do things that the doctors don't anticipate that they're going to do. Like James, he cried, which is something that the doctor said he would never do. He was able to respond to sound. He was able to, you know, he was gripping our fingers. His little feet were ticklish. He just did all of these things in the day that we had with him that were just shocking to the doctors.
He's an overachiever.
Right. Oh. Yeah, he definitely was.
Awesome.
And just also that, you know, they can push for things how they want things to be. And a lot of these doctors will just go along with it. Our journey, you know, with our regular doctor was just great.
Okay, so
she did exactly what we wanted.
Sure. So have in mind, you know, where you want to go. And if an appointment doesn't go the way you want, maybe take some time, step back before you make decisions, and then go in letting your decisions be driving those conversations. We've got to take a short break.
Right.
It's about 15 after the hour now. Our guest is Shaylee Meerman, and she's written on Facebook page, Our Journey with James, Such a Little Guy, Such a Big Impact. And she's sharing her experiences of his short life, which has been such a blessing to so many. If you'd like to join us, please, 1-800-811-3003 is our toll-free number. Call and have a question or comment for Shaylee, some encouragement for her. Maybe you want to share a brief story, if you have one as well, about pregnancy challenge, 1-800-811-3003. We'll take a short break, and then we'll be back. More with Shaylee Meerman coming up here on Cradle My Heart Radio.
A safe place to connect with others. Finding God's love after abortion. Cradle My Heart Radio with Kim Cattola. Call toll free at 800-811-3003. Seeking to help others find God's love after abortion. Cradle My Heart Radio with Kim Cattola. Call toll free at 800-811-3003.
Thank you so much for being with us. We are live tonight on this first Sunday of Advent, December 3rd, and our phones are open at 1-800-811-3003. We're talking in this segment of the program about infant loss, and Shaylee Meerman is sharing the story of her son, James Henry. And Shaylee, before we pick up the story and what's been happening lately, I want to give you a chance to announce your Stocking for James, because I think so there may be some people listening who'd like to support your effort with that.
Yeah, we decided that James needed the stocking, just like our other children. And my son, who's 6, John, says, well, since James isn't here, what are we going to put in his stocking? So we decided to gather items for our local bereavement services who helped us while we were expecting James. The services is called Angel's Wings Bereavement Services, and she is a special bereavement doula that works with women before and during and after loss and any age. So we've decided that we are going to gather up items for memory boxes that she makes for the families that she serves.
Wonderful. And how can people participate with that if they go to your Facebook page that we've got linked to, cradlemyheart.org? Is that the best way, you think?
Yeah. Yes. We have kind of a list of items that we are collecting, and, you know, they can message me there if they have any questions about it.
Okay. Wonderful. And again, it's at cradlemyheart.org. It's kind of a lengthy address for radio. You probably don't have your pen poised, but cradlemyheart.org is easy to remember. And just go to radio guests and you'll see the post about Shaylee Meerman. And Shaylee, you know, the bereavement support that you received, both before James Henry's birth, as well as now afterwards, I think it was so beneficial. And as I've read some of the posts that you've put out there, you know, so others can benefit from it, I want to give you the chance to talk about that. I think that that's, I don't know how many people in the past would have availed themselves of it, but wow, what a great innovation, you know, if it's new to somebody. Talk about what you experienced with Angel's Wings and some of the other resources that are out there.
Yeah, well, first, I just kind of was doing research and came across an organization called Be Not Afraid. And so they first started working with me, and they were so amazing in answering all these different questions. They helped me put together a birth plan. They have worked with lots of different families with lots of different experience, so they were able to help answer some of my specific questions. And they are actually, through them, that's how I got in contact with Jen, who was the bereavement doula from Angel's Wings. And she came to my house and met me and gave me a memory box and was there with us helping, you know, just to be with our family while James was born. And she spent the whole day with us there.
Priceless, isn't it?
It really was.
You know, and here's the thing. There's so much wisdom that I have gained, seriously, from looking at your page. The notion that, you know, that this isn't necessarily just about loss. This is about what you gained, right, in the experience. And some of the things that I think can only be spiritually discerned, that we can only gain through the love of Jesus Christ. For someone who's hurting and who isn't there yet, maybe you can share some of the things that were especially helpful to you spiritually.
Yeah, I have a couple Bible verses that really helped. In Psalm 34:18, it talks about how the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. And I really felt that so much. And God just spoke to us through his word and through our amazing church family and friends that have just come alongside us through all of this. And another verse that was really helpful, in Revelation 21:4, it says that God will wipe away all of our tears. And there'll be no more death, mourning, crying, or pain. And, you know, James is gone from me for now, but it's not going to be forever. I'm going to hold him again one day.
Praise God. And I think that, you know, there's so much misunderstanding about that, sometimes even in the church and certainly among individual Christians. Tell me about that hope.
I guess just, you know, the hope of heaven, the hope that I know that James is there, that God promises that, you know, we'll see our loved ones again.
Amen. Amen. And it's, you know, this is what is so dear and so bracing about your faith, Shaylee. It's straightforward. It's clear. It's sober-minded. And you're staking it on God's word. And I think that this is so helpful when, you know, our emotions could really overpower us. You have dedicated yourself to anencephaly awareness. You're a mom of, you know, you're a mom, a busy woman in the midst of all of that, but reaching back to help others who are where you once were. And I think that I just want to give you a chance to just say a little bit more about James Henry. You know, you've said all the things that he could do that the doctor said he never would do. I just want to give you a chance to talk about him a little bit and share some memories.
Right. We chose to have a C-section, which is not something that I medically needed. I didn't have one with my other two children. I really had to push the doctor into it. She did not want to do it, but she decided to do it for us. And, you know, every step of the way we pushed to get things done just for James. He received some oxygen when he was first born. That really got him going quite a bit. And then we had the photographer from Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep come in, and she took amazing pictures. And that's just something that they do as a volunteer thing. They like to do that for people experiencing loss. So we have some amazing pictures of James and our whole, pretty much our whole family. And my husband and I are both the youngest of five children. So we have a lot of siblings, a lot of family, and we had some friends. We probably had over 30 people come to the hospital and spent the day there with us, coming in and out of our room. And the hospital staff was just amazing. They gave our family an extra room just for them.
Oh.
And we, you know, we sang to James. We just loved on him the whole day. It was just really amazing.
Aw. Well, and, you know, here's the thing. Some people would find it very strange that you made that decision to carry to term with the possibility that there was going to be a stillbirth. I want to give you the chance to talk about that just a little bit for people who, you know, don't understand or who would maybe even disagree with your decision.
Right. You know, even if he was born still, just the time that we got to spend with him before he was born, just I wouldn't give that up for anything. And I wouldn't want to, I'm not God. I can't make the decision of, you know, when James's life would end. And just getting to see him and hold him was just the most amazing experience. I can't even describe how amazing that is.
Well, and, you know, this is the first time that we're meeting. You and I have corresponded a little bit, of course, in setting up the interview. But, you know, part of my story is child loss through abortion, which was not entirely my choice. And I think that people don't understand the impact. I mean, I love that you have that word impact in your page for James Henry. People don't understand that, as one of your memes says, a life need not be long to be meaningful. I mean, James has changed your life. He's changed the lives of everybody who he met personally, you know, during his short day here. I just really thank you for taking the effort to help the rest of us understand what you've sacrificed so much to be able to learn, Shaylee. Thank you for being our guest tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much.
One of the other things that Shaylee has posted that has really blessed me says, you know, the cross made my baby flawless. And isn't that true? And only the Holy Spirit can give us knowledge like that. Only the Holy Spirit can come and comfort us and help us understand that some of our limitations cause our lives to be very short, and some of our limitations take our lives. But we all have our limitations, and it's only through the cross that each of us has any hope of ever being made flawless. Shaylee Mearman and Anencephaly Awareness in tribute to her son, James Henry. If you'd like to know more about her outreach, you can visit cradlemyheart.org, where you'll find links to her Facebook page and some of the other resources that we've referenced. Just about half past the hour now, and stay with us. Coming up, we are going to meet Judy Magoo. Judy reached out to me to share her ministry, helping those recover after abortion in her hometown area in Nairobi, Kenya. And we'll open the phones as Judy offers to lead us in prayer. If you need prayer, call us 1-800-811-3003 here at Cradle My Heart Radio.
Messages about ourselves in a day. Praise for a job well done, a mixed reception to your attempt at humor, or the car behind you on your commute using their horn to weigh in on your driving skills. No matter what you've been told about yourself today, there's a message that matters more. Now, you can sign up for a daily dose of truth and hope. Faith Radio's Verse of the Day, delivered right to your email box. Visit myfaithradio.com to sign up.
Hi, I'm Susie Larson, sharing a moment of promise. May God give you faith to put fear under your feet. May you know that for every way the enemy comes against you, the Lord has a promise to bless you and help you stand strong. Here is God's word of promise for today. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So may you fix your eyes on Jesus and set your heart on His Word. Trust in Him.
Discover more from author Susie Larson's book, Blessings for the Evening, a Bethany House book at SusieLarson.com. That's SusieLarson.com.
Know this, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord is there. Sleep in peace tonight.
A safe place to connect with others, finding God's love after abortion. This is Cradle My Heart Radio.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken again, the light meets the dark. The light meets the dark.
Cradle My Heart. With Kim Cotola. Join the conversation. Call toll-free 800-811-3003. 800-811-3003.
We are live on this December. The Advent season has begun, and when I previewed our upcoming guest before the break, I should have said we were going to be speaking with Judy Magoo, Lord willing, because we're having a little bit of a challenge connecting with her. So stay tuned, and I hope that we can get through. There are time zone changes, and there's technology, and yes, Lord, I hope that you will make this happen tonight or at some point in the future in your own good timing, Jesus. Amen. Judy is an amazing woman of God. And I really still don't know exactly how we connected, but for the internet. And as she shared with me her experience, she offered to bring a word of comfort and prayers for those impacted by abortion. And I said, yes, we'll never turn that down from one with a sincere heart who knows the Lord. And so that's our plan, if we can bring it to pass. So you say a prayer for that to happen as well. I'm really excited for you to meet Judy Magoo, if not now, in God's perfect timing. 1-800-811-3003 is our number. And if you have a prayer request, regardless of whether or not we're able to connect with Judy, it would be my humble privilege to pray with you and for you. So please join us at 1-800-811-3003. 1-800-811-3003. All right, we think we have a connection, so let's try this. And welcome to Cradle My Heart Radio, Judy Magoo from Kenya, Nairobi, Kenya. Hi, Judy, how are you tonight? Okay. Well, we may not have everything in place just yet. While we're doing that, I do want to hear from you, because with the Advent season here, we were visiting our family in Portland, and went to something that, if you've ever been to Portland at the Christmas season, this is a 55-year tradition, the singing Christmas tree. And it was really amazingly impactful and beautiful holiday presentation. I didn't know what to expect. And, when we got there, it was very fun and very upbeat. And it seemed like it was going to be pop music and, you know, choirs and dancers and kids doing things and a very, you know, wholesome family entertainment. And then in the second half of the program, they switched to the biblical presentation of the greatest story ever told, the birth of Jesus Christ. And it was a very straightforward rendering that became like we were in church. And it really, oh, wow, it was very deep and wonderful. And it made me wonder, you know, what has been a great Christmas surprise like that that maybe you have experienced? If it was a film, or if it was maybe some sort of holiday entertainment that, you know, had a very rich spiritual component as well. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it was something about love for people to people that has really, you know, captured your heart on a particular holiday experience. 1-800-811-3003. I thought it would be fun to share some holiday memories. What's your favorite Christmas film? Is there one that you watch again and again and again? Maybe because it's funny and silly and it's a relief from some heaviness that you happen to feel every year around the holidays. You know, the expectation that everything's happy and merry and bright, of course, can be oppressive at times. 1-800-811-3003. Love to give you the chance to share a Christmas memory or tell us about a Christmas program that meant a lot to you. We have been very blessed in the last few years to have had some very meaningful holiday programs. Of course, many at church, it's always meaningful for the Advent suppers midweek and for special services and special, you know, choral gatherings. Always church is the center of the holiday for us. But beyond that, last year, my husband and I went to Phoenix. My sister was widowed a couple of years ago, and Christmas was her husband's absolute favorite time of the year. And we got tickets to take her to a New Year's Eve concert at the Phoenix Symphony. And we were, it just happened that it was a pop program, but they rolled out many songs that were meaningful to her, to my sister and her husband, her late husband. And we had, none of us had, you know, any idea that that was going to bless her in such a way. That was really special last year at the Phoenix Pops. How about you? 1-800-811-3003 is our number. And would love to give you a chance to share something that's been a really deep meaning, a deep memory that is for you. Not necessarily a happy or a joy-filled one. That's what I think about Christmas is, you know, the richness of the season. The joy mingled with sorrow. Even that one of the wise men brought myrrh, the embalming perfume, to the birth of the newborn king. I mean, to me, this is such a signal, again, of the richness of love coming down to earth, God coming down to be with us, God reaching down into history for you, for me. My mother died 10 years ago at Thanksgiving, right? A couple of days before the Thanksgiving holiday, and that Christmas, oh, it was really, really difficult, really tough, because Mom always really busted every obstacle to make Christmas special for all five of us kids, my siblings and me. And
seeking to help others find God's love after abortion. Cradle My Heart Radio with Kim Cotola. Call toll-free at 800-811-3003.
That's our number, and we are live for you on this Sunday night, the 3rd of December, 1-800-811-3003. If you did not get a chance to call, maybe you are not in a place where you can get to the phone, but you do want to contact us or stay in touch, you can always send us an email. My personal email is kim@cradlemyheart.org, and I am the only one with access to that account, so you can send me a confidential note, and if you don't want anything to appear on the air, let me know. Or if you want to send me a question to answer on the air, we can sure do that too. I'm on Twitter at Kim Cotola, K-E-T-O-L-A, and of course our Facebook page is just at Cradle My Heart. We're talking tonight about Christmas memories. We saw a beautiful presentation. Have you ever been to Portland to see the singing Christmas tree? It's been there for 55 years, I hear. Maybe you have a memory that wasn't so hot. It was beautiful for us this weekend, and a complete surprise that it went from being, yes, a very holiday-oriented, and very much they didn't shy away from adding in sacred songs with the Christmas carols and the hits, if you will, and the pop songs. But the second half was a sacred presentation of the gospel story of the Bible version of the birth of Jesus Christ. And it wasn't sponsored by a church per se, and in Portland of all places, because Portland is the most Portlandish place in the world. Not that, yeah, you know what I mean, if you've been there. Anyway, it was lovely. If you've been there, and if you've seen that presentation, maybe it's always been as such. It just was not anything that I'd ever experienced before, and I definitely would return. How about you? Has there been a wonderful show? The Steels' Christmas. We really enjoyed that. Wow, quite a while ago now, and I'm sure they're still making that presentation. We saw that maybe, oh, a long time ago in Minneapolis at the Historic State Theater. The Steele family is, of course, you know, artists that are just individually so powerful, but then when they come together as a family, something just combustible always happens. And maybe it was a concert rather than necessarily a stage presentation, or maybe you saw a live presentation of Christmas Carol at the Guthrie Theater again in Minneapolis and St. Paul. That has been a memory that many people enjoy. 1-800-811-3003. Logan, who's in the studio with us tonight, just messaged me, Charlie Brown Christmas. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when you come upon that on broadcast TV these days, and then you hear again the Bible verses, the biblical aspect of the program, it's like, wow, is this another time and place? And yeah, it was. But Charles Schulz managed to include the message many, many times in the Peanuts world. 1-800-811-3003 is our number. 1-800-811-3003. There's a CD that I think is probably at least 10 years old now by I Worship that has Christmas songs, including Twyla Paris's song, where she quotes, and I have worn this thing out. I have played it so many times, and now, of course, I can't remember the title of the song. She quotes John 1:14, "We have seen his glory," because it's in this. That's the scripture. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And that song is so beautiful. It's like the first time I hear it every year, now my Christmas season begins. How about you? What starts it off for you year in and year out? Let us know. 1-800-811-3003. By the way, if you do want to send me an email, I would love to hear your suggestions for guests for the program or topics that you'd like to see us cover. I mean, would you like for us to cover more of the events that are in the news? Or would you like us to have much more ministry, many more spiritual resources for keeping faith in the midst of pregnancy challenges or after abortion? Let me know. I'm very open to your feedback and input. This really is a program that we started over 5 years ago now for you. We wanted to create a safe place for us to share our stories. And, you know, in 2012, when we started that, the idea that there would be on the horizon the Shout Your Abortion campaign, or the notion that, you know, books would be out proclaiming that not only are we unapologetic about abortion, but we are proclaiming that abortion is a net good for society because it empowers women. The boldness of abortion rights advocates, you really could not have predicted it 5 years ago. Well, maybe you could have predicted it, but you couldn't have quite made it up to the degree that it is actually unfolded. And so in 2012, it felt very bold to try and offer a safe space. And we've been so blessed in these 5 years that we've kept this broadcast on the air and expanded it to our daily feature. Our daily feature has now been on the air for a year. Yes, we started in November of 2016, and it's airing daily on over 800 radio stations. And sharing those stories of faith in the midst of pregnancy challenges. Every week we tell stories of women who stood tall in the midst of a difficult prenatal diagnosis, women who had a child and placed that child for adoption, women who chose life and parented and married and built a family in the midst of an unintended pregnancy. What these stories have in common is that the pregnancy is never a surprise to God. And once we understand that as mothers and as women and as fathers and as couples, the whole perspective changes and the whole experience provides such a fertile ground for our spiritual growth and for our God to nurture us in completely in our well-being. And so if you have a story to share or a story idea, please get in touch with me, Kim at cradlemyheart.org. The thing that's interesting to me as well is that for those who had an unintended pregnancy and decided to marry, many people will still whisper those stories to me. For those who had an abortion and are not at all of a mind to shout that abortion, not at all of a mind that it was any kind of a good to anyone involved, will of course still whisper those stories to me. And it's, again, such a privilege and such a humbling experience to be entrusted with such sensitive details of another person's life and to be able to sort through those details to find God's love shining through, because it's always there, because he always cares. 1-800-811-3003 is our number. I would love to hear your story. And it really blesses me when folks do share their story. And oftentimes the very best ones I can't share with you because, again, they've been entrusted to me. But it always deepens my faith to know that whether someone has been granted to become a parent after an abortion or whether sadly they have not, whether someone has married and raised a family and the only thing that is off in the entire picture was the timing of when the events unfolded and those families are glorifying God in every way, whatever the circumstance or the response has been, it's always possible to give God glory. All we have to do is trust and obey to give God the glory, regardless of what has gone before. So I'd love to hear your story, whether you ever choose to share it publicly and call in the radio and talk about it, or you just want to send me an email or write me. Our address is 120 Glenwood Chase, Peachtree City, Georgia, 30269. That's 120 Glenwood Chase in Peachtree City, Georgia, 30269. And I forgive me that I don't always accommodate those who don't have a computer and can't go to our website. We'd love to get letters from you as well. Again, it's Cradle My Heart at 120 Glenwood Chase in Peachtree City, Georgia, 30269. We are in the midst of our year-end fundraising as well. We're completely listener-supported, and we're a lean machine. We get a lot done with a very small budget of under $70,000 a year. For just $170 a day, again airing on not only 800 Christian radio stations, but on two Christian television networks as well with our video form of the program. And we would really appreciate your gifts, which are fully tax deductible. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can learn more at cradlemyheart.org or send us a letter at 120 Glenwood Chase in Peachtree City, Georgia, 30269. I'm Kim Catola, and we are here for you. We are committed to the cause of life. We are committed to doing all that we can to prevent abortion, to make it obsolete and unthinkable, to make everyone aware that the pregnancy help community is ready and willing to help you choose life and to offer the reconciliation and help with repentance if you've had an abortion as well. Again, I'd be pleased to pray with you, even to pray with you for the gift of repentance, which changed everything in my life when God granted that to me in August of 2001. That's why we're here, for your good and for God's glory. Thank you so much for being part of the broadcast tonight. We'll be here again next week. Please remember, Jesus loves you, and so do we.
Seeking to help others find God's love after abortion. Cradle My Heart Radio with Kim Catola. Call toll free at 800-811-3003.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight. 1-800-811-3003 is our number. 1-800-811-3003. You know, when I first began sharing my story, there were people who cautioned me that it wasn't wise, that it wasn't necessary, that it wasn't polite, that it was downer that it was not going to be popular. I remember before I wrote my book, someone said to me, well, is this what you want to be known for? And they said, is this what you want to talk about for the next couple of years as you promote the book? And these were all good questions, right? I mean, the only reason that I share my story is, well, there are two reasons, as I said, to warn others, to tell the truth, to warn others that from conception forward, there's a distinct living and whole human being present in every pregnancy. A life that has value because it's made in the image of God from the moment of conception forward. A life equally valuable to mine. A life entrusted to me. That's what was destroyed in that abortion. And I don't bear 100% accountability. There were many, many people who were accountable for not preventing that abortion and some for actively promoting it. They've all been forgiven by me because God's grace and mercy has covered all of it. And I have the assurance that I have a child in heaven that I will see by the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. And so for those reasons, I'm free to speak and share the truth. But the reason that I do it is to let you know what God can do for a broken, desperate sinner. He can restore and redeem and renew, and he can return what's been wasted. You know, as I was in the period of healing and in the moment of knowing that I was fully forgiven, but not knowing all that God would have in store for me, I came to that verse in Ecclesiastes 3 that says, God has made everything beautiful in his time. And I thought, how will you make this beautiful? But here we are, all these years later, as I've collected hundreds of stories of God's hand in the lives of women and men just like me, who made a terrible mistake or who were faced with a terrible choice and did the right thing, the loving thing, the life-affirming choice. And in every story, God's love shines. I want to share with you this song from Graham Kendrick and Townsend and Getty. And if you've heard it, just enjoy it. But listen to it in light of how often abortion is presented as something that will preserve our worth. This is, my worth is not in what I own.
My worth is not in what I own, not in the strength of flesh and bone, but in the costly wounds of love at the cross. My worth is not in skill or name, in win or lose, in pride or shame, but in the blood of Christ that flowed at the cross. I rejoice in my Redeemer, greatest treasure, wellspring of my soul. I will trust in him no other. My soul is satisfied in him alone. The summer flies, we fade and eternal calls to us.
two wonders here that I confess, my worth and my unworthiness, my value fixed, my ransom paid.
Is because, you know, the lyric in that final verse says, two wonders here that I confess, my worth and my unworthiness. My value fixed, my ransom paid at the cross. This is what we need to understand after abortion or in the midst of the chaos of an unintended pregnancy. And so often, those voices outside our heads, or maybe even close inside our lives, that tell us we need to take a certain course of action or we need to not speak truth, those voices begin to determine our worth, begin to make us feel as though if we don't listen to that, if we don't satisfy that particular vision of our future, that we have no future whatsoever. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful song. It's one of my favorites. And Graham Kendrick is, you know, if he's been at it, he's written over 400 worship songs. And in speaking about this one in particular, he said that, you know, this idea about my worth and my unworthiness, it came from some words written by John Stott, who said, "Our self is a complex entity of good and evil, glory and shame, of creation and fall. We're created, fallen, and redeemed, then recreated in God's image. Standing before the cross, we see simultaneously our worth and our unworthiness, since we perceive both the greatness of his love in dying and the greatness of our sin in causing him to die." How better to help people understand our worth and our unworthiness, and the infinite love of God, than by sharing the truth, as Connie did with us tonight. It's just such a beautiful thing. I encourage you, you know, if there's an abortion in your past and you've not yet found your way to being able to speak publicly about it, that you wouldn't just, you know, turn off the radio and go sit down and write it out or call somebody. I encourage you not to do that. And one of the things that we have to do is we have to be really wise. And unless God calls you to speak publicly, I think that there may not really be that many good reasons. You know, I mean, this has to be a spiritual undertaking, because there will certainly be a spiritual battle that will follow. Know that we will pray with you and for you in that, and we're certainly always open to talking with you and counseling with you. I'm not a professional counselor, but I'm a peer counselor and a student of God's Word, what I can share with you. You can email me, kim@cradlemyheart.org. That inbox is only seen by me, and it will be kept in confidence and kept private completely. Or you can call us at 800-811-3003. And if you get a voicemail, know that we'll return your call within 24 hours. Please just reach out to someone who cares, whether it's your local pregnancy help center, to get connected with abortion recovery resources, your pastor, a friend who's been encouraging you. Share your heart and share what God has done for you and in you and through you. And if you have no word to share on that score yet, keep hoping, keep praying, and keep your heart open to His love. Kim Cattola saying thank you so much for being with us tonight. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do we.